Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And as the Supreme Court term comes to a close, it's also the end of the school year, which means many high school graduates are looking ahead now to college. Barbara Olachea is one of them. She's the daughter of Mexican immigrants and just graduated from Alhambra High School in Phoenix. Her story comes to us from Here and Now contributor KJZZ's Spot 127 Youth Media Center.
My name is Barbara Olachea. I am 18 years old, and I live in Phoenix. First and foremost, I am Latina, born in Mexicali, Baja California. My parents brought me to the U.S. when I was 5. So I could have a better life than they did. I am a dreamer. America is where I grew up, where I developed my identity. I haven't returned to Mexico since I came here, but as my parents often remind me, it's crucial to stay in touch with my roots. Freshman year in high school, a mentor who helped me estimate how much scholarship money I might be able to get for college asked, "Are you a United States resident?" I shook my head, expecting that look of sympathy I usually get. Instead, she pulled out a list of resources for children of immigrants. "You're going to have to try harder than everybody else," she told me. Those words confirmed what I had known all along. I was only starting high school, but I began to dread what most students anticipate with excitement: graduation day. What if I got into my dream school but couldn't afford it? That's what happened to my sister 6 years ago. Accepted to Arizona State University, but with almost no scholarship money. There were plenty of good schools outside of Arizona, but they were too expensive. Then I realized that some might offer me funding. I had good grades, but worried that I still wasn't good enough, that I wouldn't measure up. Despite my doubts, I applied to a lengthy list of schools, all with low acceptance rates. Months passed and the decisions began rolling in. After the first few rejections, I figured if I hadn't been accepted to one Ivy League school, I hadn't gotten into any. But then, I received an email from the man who had interviewed me for Dartmouth. To my disbelief, the word "congratulations" stood out on the computer screen. "I have been accepted to Dartmouth College on a full scholarship." The daughter of immigrants from Mexico, a mom and dad who worked, saved, and taught me well. The daughter of Mexico and of America, shaped into who I am by my hardships and blessed by my opportunities. I wouldn't have it any other way.
High school senior Barbara Olachea. Her story comes to us from Here and Now contributor KJZZ's Spot 127 Youth Media Center in Phoenix. You're listening to Here and Now.